The teachings of Hinduism. All Hindus share certain central beliefs that are contained in religious writings or sacred texts. The Upanishads. One of the Hindu religious texts is the Upanishads. Upanishad means sitting near a teacher. Much of the Upanishads is in the form of questions by pupils and responses by teachers. For example, a pupil asks, "Who created the world?" The teacher replies, "Brahman is the creator, the universal soul." When asked to describe Brahman, the teacher explains that it is too complicated for humans to understand. Brahman has no physical form. Reincarnation. One important idea in the Upanishads is reincarnation, or rebirth of the soul. Hindus believe that when a person dies, the soul is reborn in the body of another living thing. Hindus believe that every living thing has a soul. This idea is an important part of other Asian beliefs as well. According to Hindu belief, the actions of a person in this life affect his or her fate in the next. Good behavior is always rewarded. Bad behavior is always punished. Faithful followers of Hinduism will be reborn into a higher position. Those whose acts have been bad may be born into a lower caste, or may even return as animals. If a person leads a perfect life, he or she may be freed from this cycle of death and rebirth. As a result, the person's soul becomes one with Brahman. A Hindu's duties. To become united with the One Spirit and escape the cycle of death and rebirth, a person must obey his or her Dharma. Dharma is the religious and moral duties of each person. These duties depend on such factors as a person's class, age, and occupation. In Hinduism, it is a man's duty to protect the women in his family, and it is a ruler's duty to protect his subjects. Another important idea of Hinduism is ahimsa, or non-violence. To Hindus, people and living things are part of Brahman and therefore must be treated with respect. For that reason, many Hindus do not eat meat and try to avoid harming living things. Reading check. According to Hindu belief, what happens to a person's soul after death?